Today was the 7th of Cheshvan. Today in Eretz Yisrael they began to say Barech Aleinu. So a valid question to ask today is a question brought up in Shelot U'Tshuvot Yechaveh Da'at Chelek Bet Siman Yud. She'ela. Mi she'ta'a ve'sha'al talu matar bebirkat Barech Aleinu miyad le'achar Hag Shemini Atzeret Kodem Shiv'a b'Cheshvan. האם חייב לחזור להתפלל כדין מי שטעה ושאל תל ומטר בברכת השנים מימי הקיץ? או מכיוון שהחל מיום שמיני עצרת מתחילים להזכיר בתפילה משיב הרוח מועיד הגשם, גם אם שאל תל ומטר בדיעבד אינו צריך לחזור? In Eretz Yisrael that they start today to say ברך עלינו. So let's say a person by mistake after Sukkot, right after Sukkot, before the 7th of Cheshvan, he said, Barech Aleinu, he said, V'ten talu matar livracha. He made a mistake. Either he forgot, or he thought, since I'm saying Mashiv HaRuach, so he says, Barech Aleinu. The question is very relevant to us also. Sometimes the Siddur is not clear. A person who's praying, he doesn't know the halacha. He sees in the Siddur, Zayin Cheshvan, you start Barech Aleinu. And he's in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, we start Barech Aleinu 60 days after the Tkufa of Yemot HaGshamim, after Tkufat Tishrei, which comes out in a normal year, December 4th, which I think is this year is going to be December 4th. But let's say a person sees that, and he says, Barech Aleinu, he says, Zayin Cheshvan, oh, he says, Barech Aleinu, V'ten talu matar. So now, normally, let's say throughout the summer, in the summer days, if a person says Barech Aleinu v'ten talu matar, if he doesn't remember immediately and correct himself, let's say he remembers later on in the Amidah, he has to go back to Barechenu. If he finishes the Amidah and only then he remembers, he has to start again, he has to do the Amidah again. It's something that you have to correct. The question is, in this case, do we say the same halakha? Or maybe it's different, since after all, we began saying Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGeshem after Sukkot, so it's not so bad. So we'll see. As we're going to see, why is it that really we wait until the 7th of Cheshvan? So like you're saying, since it's only because of Leir HaGalim, but really it's Yemot HaGshamim already begins, so maybe you don't have to go back. So let's see the Makor. He begins, obviously I'm not going to read every line of the Tshuva, but just in summary. The Mishnah in Ta'anit Dafyut Shaninu. The Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit says, "Bishlosha v'mar Cheshvan shoalin et ha-geshamim." Rabban Gamliel omer b'shiv'a bo. 15 yom lachar ha-chag, kede sheyagia ha-acharon shebe-Israel le-Nahar Perat. The Mishnah says, "Machloket Tanaim." Tana Kama says, "When do we begin to say Barech Aleinu v'ten talu matar livracha from the 3rd of Cheshvan?" Rabban Gamliel says, we begin from the 7th of Cheshvan, so as to give enough number of days, so that at least 15 days pass, so that the last of the people who were Ole LaRegel, who came, let's say, all the way from Bavel maybe, and came to Eretz Yisrael, the last of them already reached or crossed the Euphrates River to going into Bavel, and therefore, now you can begin in Eretz Yisrael to pray for rain, and it will not cause any discomfort for the people traveling. As explained, he brings here, Bishvil Ole Pirush, Bishvil Ole Regalim, Bizman Shehaya Bet HaMikdash Kayam, Uleachar HaRegel Chozrim Limkomam, Lefichach Yesh Leimana Milishol Talu Matar Ad Shiva Becheshvan, Kedesh Yaspiku Leagiy Ligvul Arzam Velimtzom Achse Mizerem Umimatar Velo Yadbiku Mageshamim Beit Alichatam Beshuvam Lebatehem. Like I just told you, that's why we wait until the 7th of Cheshvan. Venifseka Alacha V'Gemara K'Rabban Gamliel. The Gemara is posek like Rabban Gamliel. In Eretz Yisrael, we begin from the 7th of Cheshvan. V'chen Pasak Karif. The Rif is posek like this. V'zo leshon Rambam. The Rambam writes the following: Mishiv'a yamim b'mar Cheshvan shoalim et hageshamim b'birkat hashamim b'birkat hashanim kol zman shemazkirim hageshem b'tfila. V'me dvarim amurim b'eretz Yisrael, aval b'shinar u'b'Suria u'b'Mitzrayim u'b'mkomot asmuchim lahem v'adomim alehem shoalim et hageshamim b'yom shishim le'achar tekufat Tishrei. only in Eretz Yisrael, they begin from the 7th of Cheshvan. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, we begin from December 4th. That's how it goes. The Rambam writes that. V'katav Haran, the Ran in Masechet Ta'anit, writes the following. She'af al pi shebizman hazeh le'achar shecharav bet ha-mikdash, en mitzvat aliyah la'regel noheget. Why do we have to wait until the 7th of Cheshvan to ask for the rain? We said because of Ole Regalim. We don't have Bet HaMikdash now. So there's no Ole Regalim officially. There's no Chiyuv Aliyah LaRegel. So maybe we should start immediately with Birkat HaGeshamim in Barech Aleinu, already from the time that we say Mashiv HaRuach U'morid HaGeshem. Says the Ran, Mikol Makom Kevan Sheyesh Adayin Perot Shtuchim Basadot V'im Yavohu Aleihem Geshamim Yafsidum. En lishol talu matar ad shiva b'cheshvan. The Ran says the reason is agricultural. Since you still have the fruits that you put out to dry for a while, they're still out until the 7th of Cheshvan. He says that's why even bizman hazeh there's such a thing to wait. There's reason to wait. Ukemo sheizkiru tam zeh b'gemara, as the Gemara actually mentions this reason. Ela sheharif veharambam lo izkiru tam zeh klal. The thing is, the Rif and the Rambam, they say, you wait till the 7th of Cheshvan, and they didn't say this special reason, Bizman Hazeh. V'lachen nir'eh, therefore the Ran says, She'atam hu lefi shegam le'achar ha'churban, hayu noharim u'mitasfim mikol sevivot Eretz Yisrael, la'alot la'regel l'Yerushalayim, kemo she'osim gam hayom. ומפני עולי רגל אלה ראוי לאחר שאלת טל ומטר עד שבעה בחשבן כדי שיספיקו לשוב בבתיהם. It says, even after the time of the Chorban Bet HaMikdash, many Jews still continued doing Aliyah LaRegel. He says, even today. Now, the Ran is talking 800 years ago. We'll soon see later that also bring this minhag. But it's also because of those who come to Eretz Yisrael, Aliyah LaRegel, even though there's no Chova Le'achar, Chorban Bet HaMikdash, so to give them time to go back without any weather problems, we don't ask for the rain until the 7th of Cheshvan. Rav Ovadia says it reminds him of the Midrash in Shir HaShirim, on the Pasuk, Hinach Yafa Enayich Yonim. Am Yisrael are compared to the Yonah, to the pigeon, to the dove. Ma Yonah zo, af al pi, she'atanotel gozaleha mitachtea, ena manachat shovacha leolam, kach Yisrael, af al pi she'hare bet hamikdash, lo bitlu aliyatam shalosh regalim v'shana. The Midrash says openly, just like the dove, always, even after the chicks are taken away, she still revisits her nest. She never forgets her nest. She comes back. Am Yisrael, even after the Chorban Bet HaMikdash, we still come back. We still come back to Aliyah LaRegel in some way to visit the place, the Mekom HaMikdash. And he says it's based on the Midrash. Me'olam lo zaza shchina mikotel ha-ma'aravi, as we know from the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. He brings from the Tashbetz, Shelot Tshuvot Tashbetz, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Tzemach Duran, who was in the 1500s, from 1400s to 1500s, the Tashbetz, Talmid of the Rivash. He says, Sheyesh Semech Uraya She'adayin Kedushat Yerushalayim Ve'amikdash Kayemet, She'arei Adayin Olim LaRegel MiMitzrayim VeSuria U'Sha'ar HaRatzot. Even in his time, people would go up LaRegel from Mitzrayim and from other countries. He goes on to say, we even have some of the miracles that took place in the time of Bet HaMikdash, such as, no one ever complained in the time of Bet HaMikdash, me'olam lo amar adam, tzar li ha-makom she'alin b'Yerushalayim. That's too squishy here. He says, the Tashbet says, we have a big Bet Knesset in Yerushalayim, and when everybody comes up le'aliyah la'regel for Chag HaShavuot, yoter mishlosh meot ish, more than 300 people pack into that shul, mitmalet bet ha-knesset pe le'pe, ve'kulam nichnasvim v'yoshvim revachim, ki adayin Yerushalayim b'kdushata omedet, ve'zeu siman ligula shlishit she'tiyeh v'mira v'yamenu. He says that miracle still continues on. Rav Ovadia brings from Sefer Hasidim, mesupar she'rabbenu Hai Gaon. Rav Hai Gaon lived in Bavel. He was from the last, if not the last, Gaon who lived in Bavel. And every year, Likrat Sukkot, he would go up to Yerushalayim. And he would do Hoshana Rabbah there. Could be because he held, like Shitat HaRambam, that in Yerushalayim, Mitzvat Lulav is Mideoraita for 7 days, not only in the Bet HaMikdash. he says, and he would be makif on the day of Hoshana Rabba. He would do a kafot all around Har HaZetim. He would go around seven times Har HaZetim, Rav Hai Gaon, kishakohanim olchim lefanav veha'am olech acharav, with a whole parade after him. That was something. Lo stam. So that would be, that's another proof, you know, there was such a inyan of Aliyah LaRegel even after Chorban Beit HaMikdash, even bizmanenu. Now, so far, what do we have? We have the Rif and the Rambam. They say till the 7th of Cheshvan because of the reason that we mentioned. Omnam Rabbeinu HaRamban Ruach Acheret Imo. There is the Shita of the Ramban. He holds bizman hazeh tzrichim lishol talu matar bebirkat hashanim ahel mimotzai chag shmini atzeret vahala hoil ve'en ole regalim metzuyim bizman hazeh. There is the Shitat Ramban who holds that motzai simchat Torah, you begin saying barech alenu. Why? Because the reason of the ole regalim, that was the reason of the Mishnah till the 7th of Cheshvan, does not apply today. We don't have ole regalim. It's brought down in Sefer Ochot Chaim. The Talmud of the Ramban brings it down. The Ritba writes this in his Chidushim and some other Rishonim. However, Ulam Haravaya veHaOzarua veHaRaavan beSefer Amanhig pasku keda Tarif veHarambam shegam bizman hazeh en shoalim et haGeshamim ela mishivah beHeshvan vechen pasku haTur veHashulchan Aruch. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch hold like the Rambam and the Rif, not like the Ramban, that in Eretz Yisrael you wait with the saying of Barech Aleinu until the 7th of Cheshvan. Now, Rav Uvadia says, in answer to the question that we began with, he says, "En tzorech lomar sheledat Ramban v'siyato benidon didan yotze yedei chovat tefillah." According to the Ramban, of course, we don't have to say if a person made a mistake and said Barech Aleinu before the 7th of Cheshvan, is yotze. According to the Ramban, that's how it has to be. Ela, says Rav Uvadia, af ledat haposkim acherim shehalacha kemotam, even according to the Rif and the Rambam, and we are noheg to wait till the 7th of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. Bedi'avad, shekvar sha'al talu matar lifnei shiv'a b'cheshvan, if by mistake a person said, barech aleinu v'ten talu matar before the 7th of Cheshvan, yatza yedei chovato ve'eno tzach lachzor litpalel. We don't say it's like he did it in the month of Av, in the middle of the summer, where you have to repeat. After Sukkot, before the 7th of Cheshvan, since you have the opinion of the Ramban, and even according to the Rambam, still, we already began saying, Mashiva Ruach Umorida Geshem, Bedi'avad, if you already said, Veten Talumatar, you don't have to go back. Dafka Shoel Talumatar Bakaitz Tzaych Lachzor Litpalel. Only if in the summer you asked for it, you have to go back because it's Siman Klala, especially in Eretz Yisrael. But Masha'enken, Achar Chag Shmini Atzeret. And this halakha has been written beferush by the Radbaz. The Radbaz in his Sheilot Utshuvot, he says, because of the reason that we explained, Bedi'avad, after Sukkot, before the 7th of Cheshvan, you are Yotze Bedi'avad, you don't have to repeat, even though his Talmid, the Maharikash, Rabbi Yaakov Castro, the Talmid of the Radbaz, he argues, he says, if you make the mistake, even if it's before the 7th of Cheshvan, you have to repeat, Mikol Makom Nir'e Le'alacha Sha'ikar Le'alacha Kedat HaRadbaz. The halakha is like the Radbaz, that you don't have to go back. B'di'avad sheta'amam v'nimukam imam. The Mateh Moshe says like this. Maran Achida in Birkei Yosef is also maskim l'da'at HaRadbaz and many other acharonim. V'lachen, in conclusion, ha'ikar le'alakha she'atoe v'shoel talumatar v'birkat hashanim kodem yom shiv'a b'cheshvan v'niskar be'emtza tfilato. If you remember, you made the mistake. This is nogea to us. Let's say today. Someone makes a mistake right now, and he says, "Barech aleinu, yamshich b'tfilato velo yachzor klal." Don't go back. V'chein im siyem tfilato. If you finished, v'achar kach niskar, eno tzach lachzor. Ulam, im yirtze lachzor litpalel b'torat nedava rashai, v'chadesh ba bakashat zerachav v'shomea tfila. If he wants to offer a tfilat nedava, latzet yedei safek, so not as a chiyuv, but as a tefillat nedava, and ask something special in Shomea Tefillah, that would also be okay. Rabbi Chanan Amel. Lifnei Hatima. Efshar letaken, for sure. Definitely. Nira'a she'efshar lachzor. Nira'a she'lifnei Hatima, hu yachol lachzor veletaken. Lo yodea mu chayav. Lagid shehu chayav lachzor, it sounds like you could just leave it. But you could fix it since you didn't say, "Aval." Surely after you were chotem, you don't go back. Is that what you wanted to ask?
We wait till the last person goes back home in order to ask for Geshamim. So the question is, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to pray for the Geshamim and don't listen to them. If we wait for the last guy to go home, so what's the purpose of his prayer?
His prayer is that it shouldn't happen in general for the year. In general, we need parnasah this year. On Yom Kippur, it's chelek miyom adin. So he's praying that there should be parnasah for Klal Yisrael. Bring down geshamim, be'itam. A person who's over derech, even in the midst of the winter, he's saying, Hashem, please, not now. Lo achshav, I'm traveling. Al tishma lo. Aval, till the time, you know, that the people come back, we still try to hold it up. Very good question. רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל. לפיכך ירבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.